My radio station, your radio station, our radio station, 91.3 FM and 95.8 FM stereo.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. A very warm welcome to this time of the afternoon where we are going to be discussing Wakaf. And of course, today we're going to be having a very special program in the sense that you get to ask the questions. And all this in light, if you haven't heard, the Voice of the Cape in partnership with Okaf as well as Sansaf has launched our 21 Masajid renovation project. So what happens there is that you have nominated the mosque. The nominations are now closed, by the way. You've nominated a masjid in the Cape Town area, in the Boerland area, for example, that is in need of something within the mosque, whether it's carpets, a roof, a wudu khana, assistance with the imamat quarters, whatever the case was. So you've nominated the 21 mosques. In our case, we have received 44 nominations, alhamdulillah. But it also looks at the need within the community for renovations of the masajid. Nonetheless, so that is happening. A Waqf fund has been established, and we're asking you to please contribute Sadaqa Tujariya, which is perpetual charity for the pleasure of Allah, to benefit the community in perpetuity. In other words, for your children, for your children's children, and for them to their children's children, and it will continue like that for until this Wakaf stops. But basically, we're asking you to please donate your contributions to Okaf SA. It's a net bank account. The account number is 146-905-3934. The branch code 146905 and the reference is the VOC Masjid project. Now joining me online is the big shot at Okaf South Africa, that is all the way in Durban, if I'm not mistaken, Zainul Kaji. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Walaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And I am actually a small shop. And I am in Johannesburg. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam. You know, you're very humbled, Zainul. The first part of this program that we did on the 1st of Ramadan, we looked at all your accolades, and alhamdulillah, it was a page full. So may Allah bless you for all the work that you do in the community. I mean.
Alhamdulillah. It would not have happened without the support of the community out there.
Very true. Zainul Kaji, I'm just going to ask you to speak up slightly because you're coming across very soft. And then before we get into the nitty-gritties of Wakaf, does Joburg have the tradition of the 15th night of Puasa, like we call it in Cape Town, the 15th night of Ramadan? You must celebrate with a cup of buba.
I don't think that's quite rampant here. And I've actually, to be honest with you, I've never heard of it.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Next Ramadan, inshallah, please come to Cape Town so we can honor you with a cup of buba on the 15th night of Ramadan. Yeah, yeah, no, I'm sure it's a milky drink, sago in vermicelli, the whole works, some cinnamon and sugar, obviously. I love adding some condensed milk just to make it extra creamy. So, inshallah, next year when you come down, we'll supply you with a big pot. So, Zainul Kaji, today we're going to ask our listeners to call us or SMS us, whatever they'd like to do. They can tweet me as well at Mishka Daris, and basically ask their questions with regard to Wakaf. We've discussed last week the different kinds of Wakaf that you find. We've went into quite some detail, and especially with regard to community Wakaf, I've had one or two people ask me for the contact number of Okaf South Africa, and to take that forward. So I'm glad for that, alhamdulillah. So maybe let's start off with general questions that Okaf South Africa receives with regards to Wakaf, and we invite obviously the callers to send us the SMS 47913 or call us on 021-442-3530. All yours, Zainul.
Okay, maybe the first question is where does this what is the meaning of Wakaf? Okay, so just very, very basic as to Wakaf literally means to stop. If you go to any of the Arab countries and you see the stop sign, the traffic signs, you'll see for the stop sign, it's a case, so which means to stop. And actually, another very popular word that the Hujjaj actually come across is the wukuf at Arafah.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's also about the standing still on Arafah. So the Wakaf in terms of the Sadaqa Jariya actually means that the money that you donate or the wealth that you donate is now standing still. In other words, it's now stopped from your possession. It is now in the possession of Allah. That's what basically what it means. In some of the North African countries, they use another word, which is called hubs, or the plural would be hubus.
Okay.
Like in Arabic, both are Arabic words anyway, and the plural of waqf is awqaf. So there we have it as just a very simple definition. But what it actually means is that we donate voluntarily from the goodness of our hearts and from the goodwill that we can show to any particular cause, an Islamic cause,
mm-hmm.
but whereby we would actually donate some part of our wealth so that this wealth does not get spent or consumed, but it remains capital. It remains a fixed item, a fixed asset, so that only the benefits and the usufruct of that can be used for the benefit of people, of animals, of birds, or any of the creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, for example, even if one plants a tree, as an example, then that's a waqf, because the tree doesn't get consumed. It's the fruits that will get consumed. So the tree grows and grows, and every year there's fruits and fruits and fruits, so that people can either take that fruit, sell it, and use that money for charitable purposes, for family purposes, for scholarships, for education, for whatever. But the point is that we're planting the tree and we're getting the fruit. The tree is the waqf, the fruit is what can be used. The tree can never be chopped down.
Okay, ratio. Excellent.
In a sense, yeah.
Yeah, no, that definitely. I think we dealt with this last week, but a question that just came through on the SMS line. Remember, you can SMS your questions or comments to 47913. I have property that is standing still. There's no building on it. Can I give this to a waqf fund for my children?
Yes, absolutely. That will be the waqf ahli or the waqf khairi, waqf ahli, where it is made a waqf for the family. So in that case, what needs to be done is that the person needs to actually donate that property now, and it needs to be put into a waqf, and then there's a document that will be done that will then stipulate how the family is supposed to use that property, and who's going to be the trustee of that property, and how it's going to be managed, and what's to happen with that property as we go down the line, and for how many generations should the family or the children be benefiting. Should it be if, say, the brother or the sister who's donating, making this into a waqf for the children, then is there some income that's going to be coming out of this, or will the children be allowed to build on it and develop it? All those things need to be spelled out so that everybody is quite clear. And then if there's any income that gets generated out of it, then that income must then be spent on certain things. It could be for the children's education, or it may be for their marriage, or whatever the parent actually has decided. And then going beyond the children, what about the children's children and their grandchildren? Now, it should perhaps stop at some point, because then it becomes, the whole purpose of it is lost. Initially, it was to secure the children, and now it's going down into generations. So generally, maybe after about 2 or 3 generations, it should then revert into the public space, that you give it back for public use or something like that. But that's quite possible.
I hope that answers that listener's question. We'll be back after the ad break, and Zainul Qaji, who is from Awqaf, will discuss a little bit more. Remember, lines are open, 47913 if you want to SMS, or call 021-442-3530. We'll be back after the...
My radio station, your radio station, our radio station, 91.3 FM and 95.8 FM stereo.
It is 1:37 on Voice of the Cape, and today we are taking your questions on anything related to Wakaf. What is your understanding of Wakaf? If you've got any questions, if you'd like to set up an account, how do we do this? And of course, you can call us on 021-442-3530 or alternatively SMS 47913, and we'll answer those questions, inshallah. Now, joining me in online from Joburg is Zainul Kaji. He's from OCOV South Africa. And if you don't know OCOV South Africa, please head over to their website, which is www.ocofsa.org.za, and anything and everything that you need would be on that website, including the details for the VOC OCOV Masjid renovation project supported by SANZAF. Zainul Kaji, one question that's come through on the SMS line is, how does OCOV South Africa empower the community to know more about Wakaf?
Okay, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Okay, we do have various ways in which to do that. One of the things that we do is we run workshops so that people can understand. In fact, at the moment, we're also, with the help of the Boerland Islamic Council, there's a khutbah that has been prepared that was actually relayed last week, Friday, at all the mosques in the Boer Kaap. Then there's lots of literature that we've got on an online library that people can access on the OCOV South Africa website. And there's another website that we've also got called Wakaf Academy, and hopefully there's a whole lot of resources on that website as well. But that's an online course that we are developing. So people would actually be able to register for this course and be able to answer or be given materials to study. They'd be able to answer those questions, multiple choice questions, and get their results also online. So we're like about 90-95% with that. Mm. So inshallah, you know, and of course, like radio programs, TV programs, so in that way people are able to kind of grasp and understand what the Wakaf system is all about. It definitely goes beyond just the literal understanding of Wakaf. There's issues around, you know, the broader empowerment of communities in terms of how we should be able to mobilize, how we're mobilizing our community wealth or community assets, and how we are putting that into use for the community. One of the things that like we would promote also is the idea that we are in empowering ourselves. We also need to mobilize our resources, and by mobilizing our it's not and it doesn't actually end there. It's also about controlling and managing our own resources. So, for example, you know, we've had this, and it's happened in many countries as well. You find that the poorest of the poor use our banking system. And when you look at what the banks are actually doing, where do they actually plow their funds back?
Exactly.
Are they putting up centers? Are they helping develop communities where it's needed most? Or are they putting up all these massive buildings all over the country, but in areas that are needed? You know, so we believe that the Wakaf system actually goes back into the community and starts investing and looking at facilities and resources that communities actually need on the ground. There may be the investments, there may be income production, or even other social projects that need to be put into communities that can help communities develop.
I don't think people realize that the Wakaf system can actually alleviate poverty in society. Do they really understand? Do people really understand what the concept is about? That, you know, all the social ills can basically be remedied almost in a way with Wakaf.
Yeah, look, it is a much longer process than, for example, you know, helping people with the car.
Mm.
The thing is that the sacrifice is, and the vision that one should have when making a wakaf is that it is for long-term purposes. It is for sustainability.
Mm.
It is, like I emphasize all the time, the most enduring, sustainable, voluntary Islamic charity. So, you know, it's not compulsory, but it's a very important pillar of the Islamic economy or Islamic social economy, if one wants to put it that way.
Mm.
So that can one imagine that we do have a community fund, you know, that this community fund or community chest is something that belongs to the ummah, that belongs to the community, and that it is there to support the community. Remember that when we're looking at zakah, we look at very specific categories that can be entitled to zakah, and very specific categories of where zakat may be spent.
Mm.
So unlike zakat, wakaf is much more flexible in terms of what is needed. I'm just looking at some, for example, like in a community where there's a dispensary for medicines, where it's accessible to everybody, and people, we can develop these social enterprises with wakaf, so that the goods can be sold at a much reasonable price than what is sold in the open market.
Mm.
We know of wakafs that are set up where, you know, feeding the poor and the needy. Yes, that's something that has always happened in the Muslim community. And like we mentioned, in the Kuliya, in the Ottoman Empire, almost every mosque had a soup kitchen.
Mm.
So people would be fed literally, you know, all the time. And there's a very kind of interesting example of one of the sultans who made mention in his wakaf deed that with regard to the feeding of people, if people don't come to the mosque or come to the soup kitchen, then the food should be taken.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is all stipulated in a private wakaf deed.
Okay.
That if the person may not come because of dignity, okay, to come to stand in a queue for food or whatever, take it to that person's home in the darkness of the night so nobody can see.
Okay, that they
can see
what the right hand knows, the other one doesn't.
Yes. Mm. You know, this is a kind of amazing kind of ethic that was kind of built in to give dignity even to those people that were being given their daily bread.
Well,
so coming back to the question again. I've lost it.
No, which was, do people really understand the concept of wakaf?
So look, it is a bit of a process, I think, because it's not really embedded in our culture as yet. And we are hoping that by the revival of the wakaf system, people will start understanding that, you know, with wakaf, we can do this, we can do that. It's not about just building mosques. It's about building clinics. It's about providing hospitals, it's about providing libraries, schools, whatever the community needs, special hospitals for children. I've seen wakafs that were made just for very special for children that may be suffering from rheumatism, for example, or there's the wakaf set up for autistic children. So it depends. We need to look at the needs in any community and see, right, what is it that is needed. Say, for example, we have this wakaf for cataract operations.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's quite a unique thing, that there are thousands of people in South Africa that need cataract operations. And believe it or not, the hospitals can't cope. Somebody called us yesterday and said that if they had to go, first of all, the hospital, St. John's Hospital, uh-huh, in Johannesburg, does not have lenses,
wow,
to provide for cataract operations. People will sometimes, and St. John's in particular, people may have to wait for a year or year and a half, sure, before they can get, get to the front of the queue.
Sure.
For the cataract operation. So what we're doing at the moment is we're providing, not to that, we've done over 3,000 cataract operations thus far since we started with, in conjunction partnership with the Islamic Medical Association. And hopefully we would like to start something like that in Cape Town, where there are lots of people that have vision problems.
Right.
And cataracts, removal of cataract is a very simple operation, but very expensive.
Hmm.
So, we do this actually free of charge for people.
Exactly.
So, that's just one of the things. And there may be many other needs in the community that one needs to look at and say, right, how can Wakaf help this? You know, and this cataract operation, anybody can go for that. Anybody that can't really afford it can
go for
that operation.
Yeah. We've got a few minutes left, and I still wanted to go on to the pledge line and just also focus on what you received as well. But another SMS that's come through, Assalamu alaikum, I'm from Zanzibar, where 99% of people are Muslim and more than half of the town's houses is Wakaf, but people turn those houses into hotels and guest houses. Mm-hmm. So I think maybe the question there or the comment there the person was trying to make probably would be, how do you ensure that doesn't happen, that it's actually for the community?
Yeah. You see, very important is the trustee. I think you raised this up before as well.
Mm.
The trustee and what is contained in the Wakaf deed. Because the Wakaf deed is really the law. As a person, if I had to make a Wakaf and I write down in the Wakaf that this house is to be used solely for income generation purposes, and the income is supposed to be used towards cataract operations or health care. Okay, so now what happens down the line is that the demand for ordinary rentals become very scarce, and what happens is that now there's a bigger tourism market where they can increase the income. So what they're doing maybe in Zanzibar is that they're sacrificing the normal housing rental for tourism,
okay,
which is much more lucrative. But they're forgetting that they should actually be following the rule that's in the Wakaf itself, in the Wakaf deed. If they don't follow the Wakaf deed, they're actually committing, I would say, almost like a criminal offense, because it's like somebody who's made out a will and you're not carrying out the will. The waqfiyah is exactly the same thing. It's a will and you have to carry out that will. The only people that can actually change that, if circumstances warrant, is the qadi of the territory. So perhaps in Zanzibar they do have a qadi system. So the qadi can actually say, okay, fine, he'll weigh up all the circumstances, he or she will weigh up all the circumstances, and they'd have to apply for, the trustee would have to apply to almost like a rezoning kind of situation, so reallocation of resources. As long as the primary purpose of the Wakaf is not lost, that they wanted to, for example, donate it for healthcare services or whatever.
Right. I hope, inshallah, that answers that question. Another question that's come in. If OCOF is already aiding masjids, how are you doing this? And is it possible to assist with green mosques? And are there any future projects that OCOF is interested in terms of sustainability?
Actually, alhamdulillah, that's a really beautiful question. Look, at the moment, I think we have assisted mosques in terms of giving them grants for their renovation. And like you mentioned earlier, we've got this Masjid renovation project with Voice of the Cape. So hopefully some of these mosques may want to actually convert into green mosques. And that's a wonderful way forward where we can actually, put in maybe solar systems, solar geysers and LED lights and things like that. So people can renovate their mosques so that the electricity burden, electricity cost will also be reduced. They can also do it in terms of where we've done projects also in the Cape with water, water saving, yes. where they actually use the wudu water, recycle that, and that water goes into the garden. So there are different ways, and this is really a very unique way of actually saving, apart from saving the environment, it reduces costs, and just using what Allah has provided in terms of nature to provide lighting, to provide the electricity, heating, and so forth. Also, some mosques, the one that we just saw recently in Dubai, it's a new mosque, a totally what is called a green mosque, where the air conditioning, the lighting, the water usage, all of that is now designed. We've got one mosque, I think, in Erasmia, where it's also designed along green lines, where, for example, even the wastewater from the water that drips off your feet after you've made wudu also gets collected somewhere along the line, and that's also recycled. So I think it's a very good idea. Whoever's come up with those ideas, I think we need to propagate it a little bit more so that more mosques can actually get to know about it and get more ideas on mosque greening.
I think that's very important, and I had one person call me during the nomination process and actually say that he has created some solar panels or something of that sort that can actually aid with the masjid, especially during load shedding, where that just automatically kicks in, so you don't even notice that there's a dimming of the lights, etc. So please make contact with us. We can give you Okov's number, or alternatively, call them directly. I'll give you the details at the end of the show. So if there's any other questions, you're welcome to send it to 47913. We'll answer that in the few minutes that we've got left. But let me now move on to Okov had a pledge line on ITV on Saturday from 10 o'clock roundabout in the evening. How was that received? There's some excellent news that I've heard, alhamdulillah.
Yes, alhamdulillah, it was a record-breaking pledge line that we've ever had. And perhaps even for ITV, it was a record pledge line. We had an amount of almost over 5 million rand that was pledged as Waqf. And we are at the moment in the process of collecting. A lot of people have already started banking that pledge. By the way, we've also been receiving pledges for the Voice of the Cape Masjid renovation project as well.
Good.
In the process. So, alhamdulillah, the pledge line was very well received, and we just say shukr, and we're very grateful for the community support for that pledge line.
Alhamdulillah. And of course, we continue making dua for this fund, not only the VOC Masjid project, but in general, Okov, yes. South Africa, to just grow even more than what you have currently been. And I'm one other question that came in terms of how can we lend our assistance beside money? How else can we lend our assistance to Okov South Africa?
I think also very important. Basically, I think we want people to learn the Soul Waqf system. So learn it, teach it to others. Then if you have any skills, you can actually contribute with your skills as well, not only to Okov South Africa, but maybe through Okov to the community as well. Because whatever you give of your time and your skills is also something that is Waqf, not necessarily in terms of money, but in terms of time, in terms of something that you've done that you're going to help other people all the time.
Mm.
So, yeah. I think it's quite important that that comes in as well.
Fabulous. Now, the contact details for OCOF South Africa, if you are listening to us from the Western Cape area, they do have a branch here in the Western Cape. The telephone number for them is 021-697-3556. That's 021-697-3556. If you in Joburg, you've also got an office number there, Zainal. Will you share that with us, please?
Yes, 011-837. So it's 011-837-8669.
Okay, 011-837-8669. And the website details everything that you want to know about WACOF and how you can get involved, www.ocofsa.org.za. Zainal Kaji, as always, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you. Let's hope that at the end of Ramadan, this WACOF fund grows and, grows even more. The 21 Masajid project, renovation project, inshallah. I think we've got a task on our hands, 44 nominated Masajids. I have no idea.
Alhamdulillah. Last week you had 20.
Exactly. I think in the last run up, the last week, we've received quite a bit, especially on the Friday, the day of the closure. We received at least 6 nominations.
Okay, so now it will be interesting to see which ones are going to be selected and for what type of renovations.
Alhamdulillah. We make dua that Allah places barakah in our decision, inshallah. That's important. Jazakallah, Zainal Kaji from OCOF South Africa. We chat next week, Thursday, at the same time, inshallah. And somehow I need to get that booba up to you. It's just wrong that you don't have booba on the 15th. All the best, inshallah. Zainal, assalamu alaikum. And if you'd like to get the banking details for the Masjid Renovation Project, remember it's Sadaqatul Jariyah. Please give us a call on reception 021-442-3500. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.